Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper Jay, and today we will be talking about the Bear Lake Monster.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
Bear Lake is the second most popular lake in the state of Utah, runner-up only to the Great Salt Lake. Sitting right on the Utah-Idaho border, the lake is about 109 square miles in size, 18 miles long, and has an average depth of 94 feet, making it also the second largest freshwater lake in Utah, with only Utah Lake being bigger. Lakes as large as this are great places for cryptids, and of course, Bear Lake has one, appropriately called the Bear Lake Monster. Descriptions of the Bear Lake Monster vary wildly. It is generally said to be between 30 and 50 feet long, but has also been described as being as short as 6 feet and as long as 90 feet. Some accounts say that it is serpent-like, while others claim that it has more of a squattier, monster-like body. Some claim that it has a row of spikes down its back, while others say the back is smooth. Its head has been described as both reptilian, like an alligator or a crocodile, and as mammalian, like a cow or a walrus without the tusks. Its eyes have been reported to be either blue or red. Its skin color has been said to be anywhere from off-white and cream to dark green and brown, and it has been noted to be both smooth and hairy. The one thing that nearly all accounts of the beast agree on is that it has short, stubby legs, about 18 inches long, that allow it to leave the water and prowl along the shoreline. The other aspect of the creature that all witnesses agree on is its speed in the water. It's fast. Testimonies compare its speed to that of a locomotive. It's also said to make fearsome noises and to spit water out of its mouth. The mythology of the Bear Lake Monster was detailed by one of the Latter-day Saint settlers of the region named Joseph C. Rich in an article he wrote for the Deseret News in 1868. Rich claimed that the original occupants of the area, the Shoshone people, told tales of a water devil, a giant serpent with short, squatty legs that would come ashore and scour for food, sometimes grabbing a hold of and carrying off an unwitting and unlucky bather who happened too close to the lake. The Native American tribes of the area claimed that the beast had been silent for a long time before the white settlers showed up. And Rich's article also contained details about the creature's supposed reawakening with the coming of the new inhabitants, including a hefty list of recent sightings. The first reported sighting of the beast by a settler that Rich notated was in the summer of 1968. A man named S.M. Johnson, who lived to the east of the lake on the Utah side, was on his way to the Round Valley settlement about 6 miles away from his home in South Eden when he claimed to see what he thought was a drowning person. As he kept watching to see if his help was needed, he determined that it wasn't a person at all, but some kind of an animal that he had never seen before. The beast rose up out of the water for Johnson to get a good look, then dove back down and disappeared. Also in the 1860s, a group of 10 people saw the beast in the lake at a distance of about 3 miles. One of the men, Thomas Slight, claimed to have seen the distinct outline of the beast's sides as it made waves in the otherwise calm water while it swam. He estimated it to be about 90 feet long. In 1874, Latter-day Saints Bishop William Budge claimed to have seen the Bear Lake Monster along with two of his friends. He got a good look at its head, which he said was covered in short hair, implying that it was a mammal of some kind. He described its face as flat, with a wide space between its large blue eyes, which tapered to a pointed nose. He said it had ears like a horse, only shorter. In all, he believed the face was most similar to that of a fox. Budge did not feel threatened by it, and it seemed as if it didn't feel threatened by him either. It spent a bit of time there, seemingly just as curious about him as he was of it. Budge isn't the only LDS leader to have seen the Bear Lake Monster. Also in the 1870s, Wilford Woodruff and John Taylor, both of whom would go on to become church leaders, saw the monster silhouetted against the sunset as they were taking in the beauty of the lake. Both men wrote of the experience in their respective journals. As these experiences continued to be documented and reported in the newspapers, folks all over Utah began seeing similar creatures in other bodies of water all over the state, prompting early investigators to theorize that there were underground tunnels connecting Bear Lake to the Great Salt Lake, Utah Lake, and other lakes. These continued sightings also caught the attention of LDS Church President Brigham Young, who asked his church leaders to check it out while they were there on preaching tours. After talking with Joseph C. Rich and others who had reported seeing the creature, the leaders came to the conclusion that the experience was shared by so many people who were adamant about its truthfulness that there must be something to it. Young himself even sent a rope to Paris, Idaho, on the Idaho side of Bear Lake, to aid in capturing the monster. Another enterprising local was also interested in capturing the Bear Lake monster, but not as research. He hoped to exploit the beast for profit by charging money to see the fearsome creature. This resident proposed attaching a baited hook to a large, complex rope and buoy system to fish for the beast. Whether or not he tried this is unclear, but if he did, he didn't catch anything. Sightings of the beast kept up, with sporadic encounters being reported every few years. In 1907, a couple of men reported that the Bear Lake monster had attacked their camp and killed one of their horses. In 1937, an anonymous 4-year-old child claimed to see the monster. In 1946, a Boy Scout leader reported seeing the creature. And these stories continued for the rest of the 20th century, a sighting or two every few years, always with vague details about both the monster and the witness. Then, in 2002, one of the most credible sightings occurred. A man named Brian Hershey, who ran a pontoon boat tour on the lake, was anchoring his craft at the end of the day when he saw two humps in the water about 100 yards away. He believed it was some type of debris in the water, something like floating branches or maybe even abandoned water skis, until it submerged and reemerged closer to him. This time, he got a better look and could see that it wasn't just floating trash. The beast reportedly roared at him before dipping back down into the lake. It never came back. The latest reported sighting of the Bear Lake monster came in 2018. A man named Brent Brunson was wakeboarding with his family on the lake in the mid-afternoon when, while stopped and drifting, he saw the top 4 to 5 feet of the beast breach out of the lake 3 times. He described it as black and shiny, smooth in texture, with no fishy scales. When he and his family got back to shore to return the rented boat, he mentioned his experience to the clerk, who in turn showed him an article about the Bear Lake monster. Brunson confirmed that this is what he saw. So, what could the Bear Lake monster be? Well, seeing as how Joseph C. Rich was a notorious prankster, and even admitted 26 years later that his article was just, in his words, a wonderful world-class lie, the first explanation is that the Bear Lake monster is just a big hoax. People see what they want to see, especially in the case of aquatic cryptids, so the seed that Rich planted may have just grown into a massive, made-up tree. Even the most credible of the recent witnesses, boat tour owner Brian Hershey, has an obvious reason for faking his sighting, a sighting which becomes more suspicious when one considers that it happened around Memorial Day, right before the tourism season kicked off. But there are so many sightings over such a long period of time. They can't all be hoaxes, right? Some have speculated that the Bear Lake monster is a surviving prehistoric beast, most likely a Basilosaurus or a Dimetrodon, that has found its way into the lake, possibly through the underground tunnels that early investigators suspected ran from lake to lake. It's also been theorized that the creature may be another kind of large fish, like a paddlefish or a sturgeon. It could even be some sort of alligator, crocodile, or manatee, although those may seem far-fetched given the location of the lake. And then, it could be what we all hope it is, a creature yet unclassified by science, a cryptid. Like most cryptids, the Bear Lake monster has captured the imagination of monster kids everywhere and has been the subject of several podcasts and YouTube video documentaries. And also like most cryptids, the locals have embraced the creature as their own, whether they seriously believe in it or they just want to participate in the fun and profit. A tourist boat called the Bear Lake Monster Boat has been decorated to look like the creature and offers 45-minute cruises that blend the picturesque beauty of the lake with the folklore of the monster. The beast has a float in the annual Raspberry Days Parade in Garden City, Utah, filled with children who are labeled as the real Bear Lake Monsters. During the 1996 Raspberry Days, there was even a contest held in which local children were asked to rename the creature. I guess the Bear Lake Monster was too generic. Anyway, a submission from an 8-year-old girl won out, and the beast was given the additional nickname of Isabella. And, of course, there's a festival. Every year, the beast is celebrated at the 3-day Bear Lake Monster Winterfest. So the Bear Lake Monster seems to inspire more fun than fear these days. And that's about it for this episode of the CryptoZoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi there. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. So pop on over there and say hi. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small. We love cryptids, one and all. We love cryptids, and so do you.